You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome in to a brand new week. It is a Monday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM. Great to have you with us at 4 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Scott Unash from our studios here in the Southwest Side. Mark Dukes joining me from his back porch on the Southwest Side today. Isaac across the way on the other side of the glass. Good show for you. We'll wrap up the weekend that was in the world of sports. There is plenty to talk about. The National Football League, we've got two terrific matchups coming up this weekend on Sunday for the AFC and NFC championship games. We'll set the table for that, look back at the divisional games, take a look back at the college basketball weekend, and what else happened in the world of sports, and a whole lot more. We're presented by DePaco Community Credit Union each and every day right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Check them out online at dupaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website, taking a look at it, and that, again, is dupaco.com. Text line, phone lines available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Once again here today on the program. And as always, we thank you so much for listening to us on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. In addition, Mike J, the track guy, is going to join us here before 4 o'clock today and going to talk about a big event coming up on Wednesday night that's going to feature an Olympian. And looking forward to doing that with Mike coming up before 4 o'clock here today. As Mark joins me from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids today, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. Sorry I couldn't join you today. Just a lot going on in other areas, but I've carved out an hour just for you.
Well, for our listeners.
Yes.
yeah, that's what we do it all for, is our listeners, because, you know, they are the best out there. We do appreciate them tuning in each and every day here. A bit of a somber note to start things off the program here today. And again, Mark, this goes back to our era, if you will, and another, I guess, baseball icon this time that we lost over the weekend, former Oakland Athletic Sal Bando, who played third base for those great Charlie Finley teams of the Oakland A's back in the 1970s. They called them the Swingin' A's, and they were a dynasty in the mid-70s, gave up their dynasty when Charlie Finley basically wouldn't pay his guys. They went elsewhere, and then, oh, by the way, there was this team called the Cincinnati Reds that got really good at about that time, too. They were young.
Sal Bando was a really good player on a really good team, and I think I read he was in his mid-70s, which is hard to believe, but, yeah, many memories of watching Bando and that A's team. They were terrific.
They were, and they always had the long hair, the facial hair, Raleigh fingers with the handlebar mustache, Vita Blue, Burt Campanaris, Gene Tennis, and one of my favorite ball players of all time, the designated runner, Herb Washington. You remember?
Yeah.
You remember Herb Washington? He would not start a game, but he would pinch run late in the game when they needed something to happen, and he would steal second base, sometimes steal third base, but he would 75% of the time he scored.
He did. He was fast, and he was kind of one of a kind. But, yeah, remembering some A's.
Yes, we are. We're remembering Oakland A's today. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Before we get too far into the show here today, I want to let everybody know that, as you heard on Spencer on Sports, and we'll hear on the Todd Brommelkamp show between 4 and 6, big contest that we are kicking off today, and we are really looking forward to this, the Big Game House Party, and it's from Circus Sports Iowa. Every day for the next 2 weeks here on our show, as well as Spencer and with Todd, you'll get a chance to place a wager, if you will. And if you win the wager, you go into the grand prize drawing. Now, you must be 21 years of age and older to play. We must put that out there as well. But if you are successful at your wager on our program, there's no money involved, by the way. This is just a, you know, kind of a pretend wager. But if you win, you go into the grand prize drawing, and that drawing includes $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee for your big game house party, as well as Circa sports swag for you and guests, and a three-night stay at the Circa Resort in Las Vegas, and $500 cash for travel. So we'll play that for the next 2 weeks here on our program. We have the game that we will let you know about in just a little bit. Not yet, Isaac. Not yet. But we will let you know when that happens. Looking forward to that. Again, you must be 21 years of age or older to play. And some blackout dates do apply as far as going to Circa in Las Vegas. All the contest rules are available on our website at kgymradio.com. Let's get to basketball, Mark. Let's get to that first and talk about what happened over the weekend. Again, 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you on the text line. Let's start with Iowa State. As Saturday, the Cyclones, I guess when you have a target on your back, sometimes, what do they say? You're the windshield or you're the bug, whatever the case may be. Well, it went splat on Saturday. For the Iowa State Cyclones. Caleb Grill had to sit out the second half with a back injury. Iowa State jetted out to an early lead in that game against Okie State on the road. But give the Cowboys credit. Give them credit. They came back and got the victory. Iowa State hit a big three from Gabe Kalscher down the stretch to get it close, but just could not get over the top at the end. Okie State hit some free throws, and they come away with a 61-59 victory over Iowa State.
Yeah, they'll have that on the road, and it didn't damage Iowa State a great deal. Still 12 in the Associated Press poll today. I didn't look at their net, the Cyclones, that is. But, you know, it's so difficult to get up for every game, perform well. The defense was okay. I just didn't get enough offense.
Trey King had 10 points off the bench. Caleb Grill with that back situation, and backs are tricky. And you hope he's going to be okay, because Jazz Kuntz is still out right now as far as the Cyclones are concerned. And they need another outside shooter, no doubt about that. Oshuni was good. He had 15 points in that game. Shot it 15 times, even shot a three-pointer, by the way. Did not make it, but he did shoot a three-pointer in the game. Didn't hurt Iowa State. Net their 10, so they dropped a couple. And as far as the almighty bracketology is concerned, everyone pretty much has Iowa State a 4 solidly across the board right now. So didn't hurt the Cyclones a whole lot, but still... when you have, I think it was a 14-point lead that Iowa State had early in that game in the first half, and watched Oklahoma State start to come back.
I think Taman Lipsey had to sit out for a while too, did he not?
Correct. Yeah.
And that hurt the point guard position.
It did. But Iowa State falls to 14-4. They're 5-2 now in the Big 12 Conference, and they will get ready for number 5. Kansas State tomorrow night at Hilton Coliseum in Ames. We've got it for you at 7 o'clock with the pregame. It is a late start. It is an 8 o'clock start. John Walters and Eric Heft on the call against the fifth-rated Kansas State Wildcats. This was probably not one of the marquee matchups when you looked at the schedule when you're an Iowa State fan coming into the year, but lo and behold, Kansas State is leading the Big 12 Conference.
Sure is now a marquee matchup as things have changed. And we talk about the gauntlet that is conference basketball, 6 Big 12 teams in the AP Top 25, whereas the Big 10 has 1 and that's Purdue at number one.
At number one. By the way, did you see Jerome Tang after the game over the weekend for Kansas State, their head coach, and what he did?
I did.
The Kansas State folks, what was it? They started yelling, chanting overrated, overrated. Was that the case?
Or something to that effect,
something to that effect. And although Texas Tech, I don't know. Anyway, he got on the PA lately and went to implore his crowd to not do that and to act classy. So, in, you know, no uncertain terms, I thought that was very interesting. It was Sam Weich-esque, if you will, although Sam punctuated it back in the days of Cleveland-Cincinnati football rivalries with a derogatory comment about the Cleveland Browns. But Tang took the high road as far as that is concerned. You don't see that very often. In fact, you never see that from a head coach.
Not very often at all. I remember a couple times that has happened, but I thought a good move by Tang.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 as Iowa State will take on Kansas State tomorrow night. K-State right now 6-1 in the Big 12. Texas, Kansas, and Iowa State all second at 5-2. And despite being on top, even though they've got a great net at 16, K-State has the lowest net of those four teams. So, interesting. Right now, you got six teams in the Big 12 in the top 17 as far as the net rankings are concerned.
Yeah, and that's reflected in the AP poll that I just talked about. And it's game after game in the Big 12, and next up, Kansas State. And, you know, it'd be wonderful if Iowa State could get a home win over this team, but the Wildcats are the darlings of college basketball, if not one of them, and the beat goes on.
Yeah, it does. The beat did not go on for the Iowa Hawkeyes on Saturday afternoon as they fell hard in Columbus 93-77. Ohio State was led by Bryce Sensabaugh, who was just absolutely sensational. I assume he's going to be a one and done. I can't imagine he's going to hang around a long time in Columbus, but you never know these days. But he had 27. He was the best player on the court. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Iowa was close early in the second half, and then the defense broke down. Fran McCaffrey did not have kind things to say about his basketball team after that game.
Well, he didn't. Iowa gave up 56 points in the second half, and yeah, Sensabaugh just hit another shot, 10 out of 12 from the field. Ohio State shot 56% from the field, but a lot of that was in the paint. 50 points in the paint for Ohio State. That's just unforgivable for the Iowa Hawkeyes. And much like when I talked about the Big 12 and Iowa State, you're going to have one of these along the way. The problem is, next game up is at Michigan State,
which has been the absolute house of horrors for Iowa as far as winning on the road is concerned at the Breslin Center. And you have an angry Michigan State team after getting beat pretty good on Sunday by Indiana on the road down in Bloomington, who is suddenly starting to play good basketball and waking up again. After they dropped three in a row. It's been a topsy-turvy Big Ten, and I don't see it changing in any way. Right now, you've got 5 teams at the 500 mark as far as the Big Ten is concerned. Big week for Iowa because Michigan State comes up midweek on the road, and then second in the league, Rutgers, comes to Iowa City on Sunday afternoon for a 1 o'clock game. And Rutgers has been playing pretty good basketball as of late. Loss really didn't hurt the Hawks. You talked about Iowa State as well. In net, Iowa State in at 38 right now as far as the net rankings are concerned. So again, not a big deal. 8 or 9, Iowa is in most of the bracketology right now. Although that's not the most advantageous spot to be, because if you win that 8-9 game, you get a 1 in the next round. But at any rate, Chris Murray with 22 points in the ball game. He was 4 of 9 for 3, kind of kept Iowa close at the end. I thought Josh Dix was really good off the bench. He had a couple three-pointers. He was 2 out of 3 from three-point range. But like you said, Iowa inside just had no answer for anybody for Ohio State.
They didn't. And I think Aaron Ulis has played well of late. He had 12 points, did have 4 turnovers. But I think, once again, Tony Perkins, who can change a game, he had 8 points. It was an okay game in 28 minutes, but I think they need more out of him. Still no Patrick McCaffrey. Still no Josh Ogundele. So we'll see how that situation develops over the next few games in the rest of the season.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well. I'll say this as well, Mark. Ohio State had struggled shooting the ball for 5 consecutive games in Big Ten play. And you just knew this team is too talented with Sensabaugh and Likely and people like that. Chris Holtmann made a lineup change, inserted 2 new players into the lineup. Sooner or later, they were going to start to shoot the ball well. And unfortunately for Iowa, that was sooner, as it started on Saturday afternoon. Now, they got a lot of good looks, but Ohio State still shot 56% for the game, and they were right at the 50 percentile from three-point range.
Yeah, it was kind of a desperate team in Ohio State, right?
It was very desperate.
Sensabaugh was terrific. I think the addition of Isaac Likely has been really good. It was good. He had 18 points in the game, and Ohio State really got good production off the bench, got 28 points off the bench, basically doubling what Iowa's production was. So, to me, one of those games.
Just chalk it up for that. Now, like I said, you go into Michigan State, which has not been kind to Iowa over the years up at the Breslin Center. And like I said, a Michigan State team that is pretty unhappy right now after the loss they took at Indiana on Sunday. 319-366-1600. That is the text line, phone line as well. Speaking of basketball, tonight, Big Ten women's hoops, as Iowa will be on the road. They also go to Columbus to take on the Ohio State Buckeyes, the second-rated Buckeyes in the country. Big matchup, perhaps the best matchup to this date anyway, as far as Big Ten women's basketball is concerned. That comes up at 6 o'clock tonight. ESPN2 is going to have the broadcast of that one. By the way, Thursday, we will talk to Lisa Bluter, Iowa women's basketball coach, and hopefully it'll be a happy Lisa Bluter after tonight. But it is going to be tough. Ohio State is physical. They're athletic. They shoot the ball well, and they're at home.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough one for Iowa. And Bluter wasn't really happy after the win over Michigan State. She had pointed remarks about the treatment that Caitlin Clark got, saying that nearly every game her arms are red from opponents grabbing her and whatnot. And apparently when Clark drew that technical foul late in the game, at the end of the game, really, she said that she'd endured some comments that weren't really appropriate. And she had some comments directed towards officials, which may result in a reprimand from the Big Ten. Who knows? But it'd be interesting to ask Lisa Bluter about what kind of treatment Clark actually gets during the course of the season.
Well, that seems to be the way that teams are approaching the Iowa women. and going after Caitlin Clark, being physical with her, jostling her, et cetera, et cetera. And, yeah, I'm curious to hear what Lisa has to say about that, too. Ohio State, by the way, 19-0 right now as they host the 15-4, 10th-rated Iowa women coming up tonight. 6 o'clock with the tip-off for that one. Again, it will be on ESPN2. 319-366-1600 here at 324. Let's go ahead and get you a weather update, and we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit and get you a break as well. But first, we're going to throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot.
Transitioning from our basketball discussion, Big Ten co-players of the week this week are Trace Jackson Davis of Indiana, who led the Hoosiers to that victory over Michigan State, and the aforementioned Bryce Sensipal from Ohio State. If you missed it over the weekend, former Iowa quarterback Alex Padilla has left the transfer portal. He is going to Southern Methodist to be an SMU Mustang and hopefully earn the starting quarterback position. Finally, Scott, we lost a local member of the media, former one anyway, in John Bear. Worked at Channel 2. He died of cancer. He is the father of former Hawkeye Nicholas Bear, who is at Siena now. And my time around John was not real regular, but I will say this. He was a very kind and really a good guy.
He was. He was. He's been battling some health problems for a long, long time and went from Cedar Rapids over to the Quad Cities. And, our best to the Bear family, as John was a long time. Media member in this area and in these parts, and definitely will be missed out there. We'll take a break, come back, we'll talk about the National Football League when we return after this here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we are going to have some sunshine around today, but it's still going to be chilly. Temperatures will be around 30 degrees and it will be breezy. Later on tonight, clouds move right back on in. Temperatures drop down into the low 20s and we are going to still have breezy conditions. We'll lose the breeze tomorrow, but we'll keep the clouds and temperatures will rise to a high in the low 30s. There will be clouds around Wednesday with a chance for some light snow showers during the day. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
The Gym is teaming up with Circa Sports Iowa to make your big game party one you'll never forget. With $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, Circa Sports swag for you and your guests, and to top it all off, a trip to Vegas.
Vegas! It's KGYM's big game house party.
Listen to our local programming weekdays from 2 to 6 to play. We'll throw out a daily game from the Circa Sportsbook and let you pick the winner. If your team wins, you'll be in the running to win a party package from Circa Sports Iowa, including a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. But that's not all. You'll also head to Las Vegas to enjoy a three-night stay at the Circa Hotel, along with $500 in travel funds.
That's what I'm talking about.
Must be 21 and up to play. Travel package must be used within 6 months. Some blackout dates may apply. It's KGYM's Big Game House Party. Listen to play. Pick your winning team.
Move on to the finals and find out if you're the grand prize winner during the Todd Brommelkamp Show on Monday, February 6th.
Brought to you by Circa Sports Iowa and The Gym. See contest rules at KGYMradio.com.
Welcome to Money Mondays with Farmers State Bank. FSB wants to supercharge your week, so grab your coffee and get ready for a financial jumpstart with these helpful Money Mondays tips from our experts at FSB.
There are so many different kinds of businesses. Hi, I'm Annie Lampe with FSB. No matter what you make, service, or sell at your operation, I always recommend business owners think strategically. Consider these questions. Where are you going? What does that finish line look like? Are you doing what it takes to get there? At FSB, we work with companies of all sizes to help them meet their financial goals. We do a great job to help you do a great job because your success is our success.
Money Mondays, getting your week off and running with intelligent financial advice to help you get ready for what's next. Farmers State Bank, providing you with faster answers, stronger partnerships, and better banking solutions. Explore your future with FSB at myfsbonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And we welcome you back at 3:30 here on the Jim Glass for a Monday on KGYM. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate it. Scott Udash and Mark Dukes with you. Isaac on the other side of the glass. And we will play our edition of the Big Game House Party and have a game for you out there, one of our lucky listeners, to pick. And if you're right, you go into the grand prize drawing. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Hey, Mark, before we get too far into it, we need to talk about the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 from last Friday, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And who is the big winner this past weekend?
Dave is the big winner. He went 4-2 in the picks. You and Spencer went 3-3. I was 2-4. And the season standings have really tightened up. You still have the lead with 60 wins. I have 59. Dave has 58. Spencer trailing. The real winner, though, is Robert from Coralville, who is the winner of our $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. We'll have more picks on Friday. Pick the two semifinal games, over and under, and maybe even a couple props, Scott.
Love props. The over-under got me. Both of the over-unders got me, kept me from winning this past week. But we'll have the penultimate, Mark, penultimate edition of the Emil's Hideaway coming up this Friday.
Anytime you can work that word in, it's a good day.
It's a good day. Let's talk football here at 3:31 on a Monday edition of the show. Yesterday, the ball games, San Francisco and Dallas, as that rivalry is renewed in the NFL playoffs for the second straight year and the ninth time, I believe, overall. They said it enough, so I think it was the ninth time overall. Tell you what, San Francisco did everything they needed to do. It was a very, very, I think, workmanlike performance by Brock Purdy. George Kittle was terrific, made the catch of the playoffs, I think, to this point with the juggling catch, which led to a 49er touchdown. In fact, 1288 on the text line sending a picture of that formation and asking the question, was this illegal formation? And it was really darn close.
Thanks for that picture. That's a very interesting shot. But that catch was huge. And once again, I don't think Kyle Shanahan asked Brock Purdy to do too much. But the former Iowa State quarterback is now 7-0, 14 touchdowns, 2 interceptions in those starts. And he's going to become the 5th rookie to start a conference championship game. Now, the others have gone 0-4, and Purdy faces a really tough task going to Philadelphia. The Eagles waxed the Giants. Giants didn't play very well at all, but this is a great Philadelphia team, 2 terrific defenses. And now we got Jalen Hurts and Brock Purdy, who, as you recall, Scott, met in a epic college game, which I think Oklahoma won 42-41, and they accounted for like 11 touchdowns. I don't expect that to happen this weekend.
I wouldn't put money on that either, of that happening. But that's going to be a terrific game. You've got Jalen Hurts. When he is in the Philadelphia lineup, the Eagles are just a different ball club. Seems to pick everything up. That RPO that the Eagles run is absolutely Incredible. Now, can they do it against the number one defense in the National Football League? Can Brock Purdy step up one more time on the road this time and maybe, you know, not just be the caretaker, maybe have to do some things to, you know, win a game? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see on that, but that's going to be the early game on Sunday. And the late game will be the AFC Championship game. It will be at Arrowhead in Kansas City as the Chiefs, fifth straight year in the AFC Championship, will be hosting the Cincinnati Bengals in a rematch of last year's game, which the Bengals won in overtime in Kansas City. And the question du jour of the week, the ankle of Patrick Mahomes. And it is ranged from everything from, you know, fine to high ankle sprain. Oh, my goodness, how is he going to play? I bet you bottom dollar Patrick Mahomes is going to be out there. I don't know how effective he's going to be. I told you, Mark, I'm not so sure with a healthy Patrick Mahomes the Chiefs can beat the Cincinnati Bengals right now. Cincinnati is playing that well. I mean, they manhandled the Buffalo Bills over the weekend.
Yeah, 27-10 victory for the Bengals, and they were really, really, really good. A kind of a disappointing game. I think a lot of us anticipated that to be a very close game, and it wasn't. Cincinnati going on the road, now goes on the road again. Refund those Atlanta tickets for Joe Burrow. This is going to be another terrific game. I mean, Kansas City has entered New England territory. Five straight championship games. I mean, earlier this decade, it was New England that was doing the same thing. Now it's Kansas City at home. I'm not sure home field means a great deal as well as the Bengals are playing. And, you know, we'll see how Mahomes is. You know, if he's 70%, that's a lot different than 90%. But I have a feeling they're going to wrap him up, shoot him up, and he'll be good to go.
319-366-1600. You can't ask for a whole lot more as far as these championship games are concerned. They're that good, the matchups. Cincinnati, with all the weapons that they have. To me, anyway, the big thing that the Chiefs are going to have to do is stop the run. Buffalo did not stop the run yesterday. Cincinnati with Mixon and P. Ryan ran all over the place. You got to get Cincinnati in a third and long situation. They love to go short, and then when you think they're going to keep going short, they hit you with the long play to Chase or Boyd or Higgins. Tight ends, Hurst came up big yesterday. Just a team chock full of weapons, and you've got Joe Burrow, who is making a pretty darn good mark as being one of the handful of top quarterbacks in the National Football League. you've got Patrick Mahomes, you've got Joe Burrow, you've got Jalen Hurts, and there's Brock Purdy. There he is, right there. And hey, Brock's what has no? I don't think he's got any pressure on him really to perform as far as the NFC Championship game is concerned. There's going to be some pressure, but man alive, 49ers, they got to be thinking they're playing with house money right now, right?
Yeah, to a certain extent. If you don't think there's going to be pressure on Brock Purdy, you got another thing coming.
Well, there's going to be some, but it's not like Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. Remember when Cincinnati was 0-2 and the sky was falling?
Oh, yeah.
Lost to Pittsburgh, lost to Dallas, both close games. I mean, Burrow was hurt at the time, I think, but this is a team that I think you got the best four teams right now.
I would agree.
Arguably.
I would agree. And, of course, everyone talking about the Cowboys today. But you knew that would be the case. You knew that would be the case. 8077 on the text line commenting, plus Kittle giving Jerry Rice the ball was pretty cool. It was. Jerry Rice had some bling going yesterday, man.
Yeah, Rice was there, Montana was there, and others were there, and the stars come out at this point, right?
Yeah, oh, especially for a Cowboy 49er game. I don't think there's any.
27-12 makes an interesting point because Kyle Shanahan said last week that Garoppolo may be ready to go by the conference championship game. What do you think happens if Jimmy G becomes healthy before the end of the playoffs?
Well, they've already
said you can't pull Purdy.
No,
you can't pull Purdy, can you?
Nope. They have already said Purdy's their guy. I mean, yeah. Purdy's the guy. Unless, I mean, is there even a scenario? I suppose if he throws a pick six, throws a couple of interceptions, Philadelphia goes up 28-0 early. I don't know. Maybe that'd be the only scenario I could come up with that you try something. But it's Brock Purdy's team for the rest of the year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And Kyle Shanahan basically said that.
It has to be.
He's done nothing to lose that starting position. Now, is it going to be a fun offseason in the Bay? Yeah. Because, boy, who would you like to be going into next year in San Francisco, Trey Lance or Brock Purdy?
Definitely Brock Purdy. I mean, he's
had
quite an audition. And whether he's going to be the starting quarterback or not, I don't know. But, you know, whether it's with the 49ers or someone else, he's put a pretty good tape reel out there. By the way, in the championship games, Philadelphia favored by 2.5 over the 49ers. That's basically a home game advantage spread, right?
Correct.
And then Kansas City and Cincinnati is a pick 'em. Is that reflective of the uncertainty over Mahomes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think with a healthy Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs probably 3 or 4 point favorite. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, which would be the same as home field, just like Philadelphia.
Or is that a reflection of how well Cincinnati's playing?
I think both. What do you think, Isaac?
By the way, the Chiefs beat Jacksonville over the weekend, and I don't want to play Jacksonville in the next 5 years.
Oh, no. Yeah, welcome to how really good the top teams in the AFC are. Oh, by the way, yeah, I think Lamar Jackson is going to be back for Baltimore, and they're not going anywhere. They're going to be just fine. Yeah. The Jets are coming on. Dolphins are coming on. This is, it's an absolute war in the AFC right now.
Buffalo will be there.
Buffalo's going to be there. They're not going anywhere with Josh Allen at the helm. But some really, really salty teams as far as the top, anyway, of the AFC is concerned. 3:42. We're going to talk to Mike J coming up here in just a little bit. The track guy, big event coming up on Wednesday that we are going to have Mike talk about and preview here a little bit. But we're going to get to a break coming up in just a couple of moments. But want to go ahead and get to our contest, our brand new contest here. The Big Game House Party Contest from Circa Sports Iowa. And we told you a little bit about it when we started the program here today. Must be 21 years of age or older to play. Each day, our local programs are going to allow one of our listeners to make a pick on a game. And if you are successful on that pick, your name is going to go into the grand prize drawing where you could win the Big Game House Party grand prize from Circus Sports Iowa. It includes $500 worth of food and beverages from Hy-Vee, as well as Circus Sports swag for you and your guests, and a three-night stay at Circa Resort in Vegas and $500 cash for travel. There you go. And you got our first game ready to go. We talked about it earlier, Mark.
I'm going to leave that up to you.
Okay.
trying to determine with if I'm eligible. No, I'm not.
Isaac says no. A hard no on that one right there. All right. So here is our game from the gym class for you to think about, take a side on today. 319-366-1600 coming up here in just a moment. We're going to the world of women's college basketball tonight. 10th-rated Iowa at number 2 Ohio State. The Iowa women getting 5.5 points on the road at Value City Arena. We'll take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Make your pick on that. Let Isaac get your information, and then we will let everybody know exactly who our guest picker is picking. And we'll do that coming up in just a little bit. We'll also talk to Mike Jay, as we mentioned, about a big event coming up on Wednesday evening that we are looking forward to here in the eastern part of the states. So we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we will let you know which side our guest picker is on as far as this pick is concerned, and have more for you right after this here in the gym class on KGYM.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit mfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustafson, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
Make your dream a reality with Menards Mastercraft Door Designer. Choose from our in-stock selection of Mastercraft interior doors or design your door your way with our Door Designer. This feature allows you to visualize your doors within your home before making your purchase. Simply start designing and make your visions come to life. Mastercraft has the fastest delivery, so you get your door in approximately 7 days. Save big money on Mastercraft Doors.
Save big money at Menards.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-351-4242. 800-351-4242. That's 800-351-4242.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Tara, quote, "My doctor wanted me to do saline rinses for my allergies, but I've never been able to successfully use a neti pot. Navage uses suction power, so it's foolproof. There are nights when I'll have particularly bothersome allergies. I'll bust it out, and the results are immediate. It's such a relief. It's become a lifesaver." Unquote. She's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
3:48 back with you on the gym class on KGYM. We have our contestant. It's Randy from Cedar Rapids. And Randy is on the side of the Buckeyes for this game. Oh, so he's throwing the 5.5 and taking the Ohio State at home to top the Iowa women. So he is our contestant today in our contest. as the big game house party from Circus Sports Iowa starts today, goes for the next 2 weeks. Your next chance to play comes up between 4 and 6 on the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM. Coming up on Wednesday night, big night down in Iowa City as an Olympian is going to be in our neck of the woods. And to talk about that, our friend Mike Jay, he is the best track and field PA guy around, as well as cross country, added that to his repertoire as well. And the Track Guy Speaker Series that Mike put together is going to be in Iowa City coming up on Wednesday. And Mike, how you doing? Good afternoon.
Hey, Scott and Mark, doing great. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. And boy, you got a big guest coming up on Wednesday night, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty special. This sport has granted me the opportunity to meet some very nice people over the last several years. And at the NCAA indoor meet last year, Dan O'Brien came up to me and he said, "Hey, I'd like to do something to help your foundation." And just jokingly, I said, "Well, why don't you come to Iowa City in January and speak at our speaker series?" He said, "Okay, I'll be there." And it was as simple as that. And he's going to be there on Wednesday, the 25th. And it's going to be the Dan O'Brien Show. And I'm just going to introduce him and step back. And Jessica Hines and Aaron Kirkhoff, our two local Paralympians, are going to be on the docket. And at the end of the night, about the last 35, 40 minutes, it'll be just Dan and Austin West. Austin, a former Iowa City West prep and All-American in the decathlon, the Thorpe Cup champion this past summer, and one of the top up-and-comers in the combined events in America. And it'll be just he and Dan on the stage, and Dan talking to Austin, Austin asking Dan questions about the event, and et cetera. So it's going to be a great night.
Mike, like many athletes, Dan encountered some ups and downs in his youth. And I remember the 96 Olympics, but I forgot about 92 when he endured another rough spot. So I would imagine that'll be part of his message.
Absolutely. And he's just come out with a new book called Clearing Hurdles. And it touches on his life before a professional athlete. And yes, in 92, for those that don't know, Dan was the favorite to win the gold in the decathlon in 92, and he no-hided in the pole vault at the trials, which means he only scored in 9 of the 10 events, so he didn't qualify to the Olympics. But he was on fire in 96 and came back and set an Olympic record and a world record, and he's a 3-time world champion as well. He's in every Hall of Fame known to man, but he's got a great story. He's going to have his book there for sale, and he'll sign it for anybody who wants to sign, but he'll spend at least an hour telling about his life and his hardships and how he's made the most of it, and he's just become a very, very successful businessman, and he's one of those U.S. Olympians that nobody has forgotten.
Well, and we cannot forget about the two Paralympians, especially Jessica Hind, because she's a local right here in the Cedar Rapids metro area, and just a tremendous gal, and has just had a decorated track career.
Oh, it is. And it's kind of crazy. Aaron's from Solon, so, I mean, they're only about, as a crow flies, 15 miles apart.
Yeah.
Jessica's been in two Olympics, Rio and in Tokyo, and a world record holder in her category in the discus. In Tokyo, Aaron made the finals of the 400. So we've got some we're going to be able to spend a couple hours with the track and field royalty for sure.
Mike, tell us about your foundation and why you started this series.
Well, the foundation, we started my family, we started it in late 2018, and our initial mission was to purchase shoes for kids in Iowa that wanted to get involved in the sports of track and field and cross country and didn't have the means to have the proper equipment. And our initial goal was to buy 25 pair of shoes a year and give away two $500 scholarships. Since 2018, October of 2018, we have gifted 461 pair of shoes and 39 $500 scholarships. And anything we do, speaker series, clinics for high school kids, we do it at no cost. And because if the kids can't afford shoes, that probably can't afford admission to an event. So we want to make sure everybody can afford to get in and meet and shake hands with the Olympians or come to a clinic. And we had a hurdle clinic a few weeks ago in my hometown of Columbus Junction. We had 89 kids attend. We had 6 coaches volunteer their time. So we just want to help kids. And these speaker series allow us to get track and field from a very high level in front of those kids and get to see up and close and personal, hear people like Dan O'Brien's story, you know, and maybe inspire them to go on and do something similar.
Yeah, that'll be great. And by the way, congratulations to you. A little birdie told us you're going to be doing the PA duties for the U.S. indoors and the NCAA indoors and the Milrose games as well. So congratulations to you, Mike.
Oh, well, thank you. It's just a dream come true. I've been very, this sport has blessed me in more ways than I'm worthy. And so I'm just going to ride it as long as I can and see what comes. You know, like I said before, I've met a lot of people along the way that are very instrumental in the success of our sport. One being John Anderson from ESPN. John's an Iowa native, and we're going to have an event at Big Grove in Des Moines in March, and John's going to come in and be our MC.
Awesome. Awesome. Again.
Yeah, so, you know, and I know this is no time for a commercial, but Big Grove allows us to have our events there at no cost. We can get a couple hundred people in the room, and it's just a great time for everybody.
Yeah, and give all the details again coming up for Wednesday night when people can go see Dan O'Brien and the Paralympians as well.
Absolutely. The actual series will start that night at 6 o'clock. We'll go 6 to 8. Dan and Austin and Jessica and Aaron will stick around afterwards for pictures and autographs if they want. Dan will be at Big Grove at 5 if any media personnel want to come in and talk to him. But we'll get started right at 6. Obviously, they've got food and drinks available, but everybody will stay afterwards as long as needed for autographs and pictures.
There you go.
It's free, right, Mike?
Yeah, it is absolutely free. Yep. No charge, and don't ever plan to have an admission fee. Like I said, I don't want some high school kid not be able to come because they don't have $5 or $10 to get in. So we just keep raising money if we can. We've got some great supporters that come through. We sell T-shirts of our own. We'll have those for sale as well. But we're just doing it, trying to help kids and get the sport in front of more and more people.
Awesome. Mike, appreciate it. Have a great time on Wednesday, and we'll talk soon. All right.
Guys, thank you so much for this opportunity. It's very much appreciated.
Thank you. Mike Jay joining us here. Talk about what's coming up on Wednesday evening down at Big Grove. Dan O'Brien, the Olympic champion, will be down there, and others. And if your youngster is interested in track and field, be a great time and a great place to go get acclimated to it and see and get your picture taken, et cetera, with some of the best out there. And that is coming up on Wednesday evening. Real quick, our poll question has to deal, Mark, with talking about the Ohio State-Iowa women's basketball game. It's brought to you by Steve Anderson and his folks at Hawkeye Title and Settlement.
Well, we know where Randy in our circa contest stands, but we ask the rest of you, will the Iowa women win on the road in Columbus tonight? Yes or no? That game coming up in just about 2 hours.
That's right. That is our poll question. And again, that is from Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Troy's going to be there on Wednesday. Going to go see Dan O'Brien and others. So mark that down. And she's hoping that Patrick Mahomes is healthy and ready to go against her beloved Joe Burrow. She's torn. I am not torn. Nothing against the Bengals, but I'm one-sided as far as this one is concerned. Coming up tomorrow, Mike DeCourcy will join us, and we'll talk a little Big Ten hoops, some college hoops, and KJ Pilcher will join us as well from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Have a good night, Mark. We'll talk tomorrow at 3.
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way next on KGYM.
Oh, O'Reilly.
The
The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can recommend the best products to get you ready for winter weather. Protect your